This week, scientists have come up with a clever new way to produce vaccines against the flu. Now, one of the major problems with immunising people against the flu is the time it takes to produce flu vaccines. The standard technique at the moment is that you take the flu virus, you mix it with another virus called PR8, which grows very well in eggs. This produces a virus that has the ability to grow well in eggs, but also looks like what's infecting us humans. You then grow that in literally hundreds, if not millions, of eggs. And each egg produces about enough vaccine material to treat three people. So you need a lot of eggs to treat a lot of people. And after a few weeks, you end up with a sort of viral soup inside the egg, which you extract, inactivate, and then purify proteins from that, which can be turned into a vaccine. Thing is, it takes a very long time to do this. It also makes an immune response, which is extremely tightly focused just against that one strain of virus that you've made the vaccine against. Now, the problem with flu is that it mutates or changes very, very rapidly, which means that scientists and doctors have to continuously update or change the flu vaccine in order to make sure it's relevant and able to protect us. So what David Ho and his colleagues have managed to do at the Rockefeller in New York is to change things around a bit and use a DNA vaccine instead. Now, what they've done is to use H5N1. This is a strain of flu which is viewed as the best contender for the next pandemic. And they've built a genetic family tree for H5N1. So they looked at the gene sequences for 467 isolates of flu, and they looked specifically at a gene called HA, that's hemagglutinin, which is one of the proteins that flu uses to get into our cells. And from this genetic tree, they were able to go right to the root of the genetic tree and find a sequence which was the same in all of these different flu strains. And by turning that into a vaccine, in other words, they took the DNA from that and injected it into mice and then gave the mice muscle a little electric shock to help the DNA get into their cells. They produced mice that were strongly resistant. They made lots of antibodies and they made lots of white blood cells that could combat the flu. And the really good news was that they weren't just targeting one strain of the flu. The vaccine worked against a whole different class of flu viruses, and this gave them very broad protection. And so the researchers are saying that this could be the way in which we can make vaccines very, very quickly and very effectively against a whole range of flus.
So is this going to be a much better way of making vaccines then, and cheaper, I take, would it be?
It will be a lot cheaper. And the other point is that you don't have to source millions of hen's eggs. You've got a virus, H5N1, which kills chickens. That's a very bad thing to have if you want to use eggs to grow your vaccine. Don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. We need a new strategy. And they're saying that these DNA vaccines are very good because they're cheap, but also they produce very broad repertoire of immune responses against a whole host of different viruses.
Wonderful.